Gravity. Friction explains why a book comes to a stop when it is pushed, but why does the same book fall to the ground if you lift it and let it go? Newton realizes that a force acts to pull objects straight down toward the center of the Earth. He called this force gravity. Gravity is the force that pulls objects toward Earth. Free fall. When the only force acting on a falling object is gravity, the object is said to be in free fall. An object in free fall accelerates as it falls. Do you know why? In free fall, the force of gravity is an unbalanced force, and unbalanced forces cause an object to accelerate. How much do objects accelerate as they fall? Near the surface of Earth, the acceleration due to the force of gravity is 9.8 meters per second squared. This means that for every second an object is falling, its velocity increases by 9.8 meters per second. Suppose that an object is dropped from the top of a building. Its starting velocity is 0 meters per second. At the end of the first second of falling, its velocity is 9.8 meters per second. After 2 seconds, its velocity is 19.6 meters per second. 9.8 meters per second plus 9.8 meters per second. After 3 seconds, the velocity is 29.4 meters per second. The velocity increases as long as the object falls. While it may seem hard to believe at first, all objects in free fall accelerate at the same rate, regardless of mass. If you do not believe that the rates are the same, look at the two balls in Figure 11A. Figure 11A. Two balls dropped with different masses are dropped to the ground. In a vacuum, they would fall at exactly the same rate, regardless of their masses. Projectile motion. Rather than dropping a ball straight down, what happens if you throw it horizontally? An object that is thrown is called a projectile. Will a projectile land on the ground at the same time as an object dropped straight down? An object that is simply dropped and one that is thrown horizontally are both in free fall. The horizontal motion of the thrown object does not interfere with its free fall. Both objects will hit the ground at exactly the same time. Air resistance. Despite the fact that all objects are supposed to fall at the same rate, you know this is not always the case. For example, an oak leaf flutters slowly to the ground while an acorn drops straight down. Objects falling through the air experience a type of fluid friction called air resistance. Remember that friction is the direction opposite to motion, so air resistance is an upward force. Air resistance is not the same for all objects. The greater the surface area of an object, the greater the air resistance. That is why a leaf falls more slowly than an acorn. In a vacuum, where there is no air, all objects fall with exactly the same rate of acceleration. Air resistance increases with velocity. So, as a falling object speeds up, the air resistance against it increases. Eventually, the air resistance equals the force of gravity. Remember that when forces are balanced, there is no acceleration. So although the object continues to fall, its velocity no longer increases. This velocity, the greatest velocity an object reaches, is called terminal velocity. Weight. The force of gravity on a person or object at the surface of a planet is known as weight. When you step on a bathroom scale, you are determining the force at which Earth is pulling you. Do not confuse weight with mass. Weight is a measure of the force of gravity on an object. Mass is a measure of the amount of matter in that object. Since weight is a force, you can rewrite Newton's second law of motion, force equals mass times acceleration, to find weight. Weight equals mass times acceleration due to gravity. Weight is usually measured in newtons, mass in kilograms, and acceleration due to gravity in meters per second squared. So, a 50-kilogram person weighs 50 kilograms times 9.8 meters per second squared equals 490 newtons on Earth's surface. Universal gravitation. Newton realized that Earth is not the only object that exerts a gravitational force. Instead, gravity acts everywhere in the universe. Gravity is the force that makes an apple fall to the ground. It is the force that keeps the moon orbiting around Earth. It is also the force that keeps all the planets orbiting around the sun. What Newton discovered is now called the law of universal gravitation. The law of universal gravitation states that the force of gravity acts between all objects in the universe. Any two objects in the universe, without exception, attract each other. This means that you are not only attracted to Earth, but you are also attracted to all the other objects around you. Earth and the other objects around you are attracted to you as well. Why don't you notice the objects around you are pulling on you? After all, this book exerts a gravitational force on you. The reason is the strength of the force depends on the masses of the objects involved. The force of gravity is much greater between you and Earth than between you and your book. Although your mass would remain the same on another planet or moon, your weight would be different. For example, the force of gravity on Earth's moon is about 1/6 that on Earth. Your weight on the moon, then, would be about 1/6 of what it is on Earth. That is why the astronaut in figure 14 can leap so easily. If the gravitational force depends on mass, you might then expect to notice a force of attraction from a massive object, such as the moon or the sun, but you do not. The reason is that the gravitational force also depends on the distance between the objects. The further apart the objects are, the weaker the force. Astronauts travel great distances from Earth. As they travel from Earth toward the moon, Earth's gravitational pull becomes weaker. At the same time, the moon's gravitational pull becomes stronger. At the surface of the moon, an astronaut feels the pull of the moon's gravity, but no longer notices the pull of Earth's